I'm so glad to see you're still going strong, and you look so eager for us to continue. Has the assignment brought you the motivation I promised? It sure has. I can feel it. Start stroking to warm that cock up for today's training. See, I'm only here to help you get through this hard, hard, hard month. You're dripping with arousal in front of me, which is the thing we will be focusing on today. We need to do something about it, or else you will still fail. I know I don't have to repeat that you won't be covering my body with thick layers of cum anytime soon. But that doesn't mean that you can't get some release. I'm not talking about ruined orgasms, silly. That's still too much release. But we can milk all the pre-cum out of you that is possible. Some naysayers might say that the pre-cum you leak doesn't compensate for the cum you will build up by the edging that is needed to milk your throbbing cock. But what do they know? Right? It looks like the closest to an orgasm you can get, and it looks very satisfying to me. You have to trick that mind into thinking it has come. I know, it might be hard to trick a needy mind that is used to strings of thick cum bursting out of an overstimulated cock. But we need to teach it to be satisfied with a little less than usual. If we don't do something about that greediness, your hands will betray you by pushing you over that edge. Talking about the edge, get there as fast as you can. For those who have chosen to do the edges daily, don't bother counting the edges we do together. Because I'm feeling so generous, I've decided you'll do the edges within my audio on top of your daily assignment. I don't want anyone to get distracted, because for today's exercise, I need full focus and control. Get to that edge, or hold it if you're such a good boy that you're already there. Now, I want you to use your other hand to feel your balls as you're on that edge. Tell me now, how are they feeling? Are they heavy already? Are they hot? Are they contracting because they think you're about to release? Do they ache as much as it looks to hold that edge? Let go of that edge for a moment and squeeze those balls lightly. Is that enough for some pre-cum already? As you gently squeeze those balls, they must be so confused right now. Contracting, wanting to squirt out a load that is growing bigger and bigger. Let us confuse them even more by stroking lightly now, so they get even more ready to blow. Stroke your cock in such a way that you make your grip tighter the moment you reach the head, as if you're squeezing out the last bit out of that package. Just breathe in and out as you continue to do so. If you happen to hit that edge, just calm down enough for you to keep going, and breathe in and out. I call this method release pressure. As you continue milking those balls in that cock, I want you to tighten your PC muscles if you can. If that's too advanced for you, then just keep doing what you're doing, and go a bit faster if you are too far away from that edge. For those that are holding those PC muscles, stop the moment you can't hold them any longer. Breathe in and out and repeat it. I love how you're milking that cock. The pre-cum will be flowing out before you know it. And if it's not, then you're not edging that throbbing cock close enough. Make sure to keep that edge in such close reach that if I command you right now, you'd be able to get on it within a heartbeat. dangerously close, to release a bit of that tormenting pressure that is building in your cock and balls. Keep going. You know what is another way to release pressure? Let me show you. Because I must admit that there has been a lot of pressure building up inside me too, ever since we started this. And I do have to practice what I preach, right? Just continue your exercise, as I show you another exercise that I might let you try another day. First, you start by exploring the sensitive spots, where the heat really radiates. The spot that really screams for the most attention happens to be my needy clit. Second, just let go of your inhibitions and let your hands go as fast as they want. Oh my, my hands really want to go fast today. As a third step, you just get to that point, right before orgasm, as fast as you desperately crave. And fourth, you come so hard. Oh my, I think this little exercise is more effective than yours. But I fear that exercise comes a bit too early for you. Nevertheless, I am sure what I taught you today will help you as much as my former assignment did. It would be good if you practiced it at least once per 2 days to release some of that cum that builds so rapidly. And if it doesn't work, well, just remember how excited it got me, and it definitely releases a lot of pressure for me.